Okay, we'll start the 27th of November City Council meeting after this study session. So we'll start with a call to order with a moment of silence and pledge of allegiance. Hey, Mr. Crawford, could we have the roll call, please?
Certainly. We have Garth Baldwin.
Present.
Eric Davidson.
Here.
Karina Higgins.
Here.
Mike Hill.
Here.
Ryan Lopez.
Here.
Richard May.
Present.
And Mary Lou Stewart.
Here. Okay, we're going to start off with the audience participation. You have 3 minutes. We're going to ask you to come to the podium and state your name, please. First one is Jennifer Plumbon.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, honorable council members, staff, and police presence. I just wanted to say quickly that I feel really bad about the last several contentious and unruly meetings you've had to go through, and I promise that I just have two tiny polite requests. The first one is that several people who live in the vicinity of Drayton Harbor Road asked me to remind you that we still would really like some traffic calming. I was walking along there today in the fog, and the cars were zipping by at easily 45 to 50 miles an hour on that stretch. So we'd love to have something done. And second, I'm very happy for Chief Tanksley that he got what he wanted. And I'm very sad for us. And I would like to ask that there be some way to have public input, maybe a meet and greet or something, when we start looking for a new police chief. That's all. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Next, we have Tina Irwin. Would you like to come up? State your name, please.
Tina Irwin, 9598 Sherwood Drive. Mayor Mary Lou and City Council members.
The way I see it,
you have two choices. You can bring in Mr. Obreck from Granite Falls and spend God knows how much money on his time defending your questionable actions with this text amendment for the Chattel Loan Park, which is, by the way, going to drag on for months. Or considering the sheer volume of astounding gifts from the contractor in question here, including the $30,000 for 800,000 pounds of rock, plus the cemetery cleanup, plus the park that he had to help the city out with, plus, oh, let us not forget the transportation of 800,000 pounds of rock at 3 a.m. in the morning down Harvey Road, which, by the way, crossed SR 543, which is a violation of Department of Transportation law. But then I bet you knew that. The appearance of conflict of interest is extremely apparent here. In favor of said contractor, and this contractor didn't get his text amendment fast enough. So he had his attorney, Mr. Brockman, send the city a letter advising them to shape up. And you know, that text amendment got passed in favor of said contractor. No environmental impact statement was done because said contractor said one wasn't needed, and Stacy Clausen rubber stamped it. There was no conflict with the state law that needed a text amendment. That was suggested by Cascade Engineering, a partner with said contractor. Do you see, Mayor Mary Lou, how this is looking? It's beginning to smell really, really bad. But you can fix it. We could have a Christmas miracle. When maybe you and perhaps Karina Higgins, who was present at the special gift giving last December 27th, make a motion to dismiss the need for an examiner and simply rescind the text amendment allowing chattel loan parks. Then maybe said contractor will donate that land as a park for all of Blaine, thereby securing our water supply. The Department of Ecology is now really, really interested in what is happening to our protected water sources, and there are so many other departments who are beginning to question what is happening in here, and oh, don't forget, the many mayors in this area who are coming out against what is being done to our water supply here in Blaine. Oh, it's not looking good, Mayor Mary Lou, not at all. So before you rubber stamp this special examiner, why don't all of you on the City Council take a hard look at just how closely you want the authorities looking into how this city does business? I have a feeling that a Christmas miracle may be good for all of us. Even said contractor can look good with a park named after him.
No. Donna McGarrett, would you like to come up, please?
I'm going to go this way today. Going against the wishes of Blaine has come at a huge cost to all of you. You will forever be tarnished in our eyes. Was it worth it? First, I cannot believe the number of gifts and non-gifts from these developers, Skip and Katie Jansen. These same philanthropic developers threatened to sue our city unless they got their way with the zoning change. Is this the makings of a great landlord? Can we trust them?
Ma'am, you didn't say what your name was. Your address.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you pause the clock, please?
No, it's part of your
time. Oh, Madam Mayor in the mirror, we know that, and say Blaine.com.
Your name.
Also, who did transport the 30,000 gift of Jansen's rocks? Is this a cover-up? Did Jansen even get an environmental study done on these rocks? Luckily, one of our citizens spotted the rocks getting moved at 2 and 3 a.m. She sent her husband out to pretend his car was broken down on the road to see what was going on. Truly resourceful and brave. The husband claimed that it was Jansen's crew moving truck loads of rocks, and they had damaged the road with the weight. According to this upset citizen, she then called Mr. Jansen himself to see what he was going to do about the damage. She claims Mr. Jansen replied it was not in his agreement with the city to fix the roads. She never heard the words, "I did not transport these rocks." I'm sure we have video footage of all of this all over town. After all, we are a border town. Then we get to our city council members, the pillars of our society. They are supposed to be our rock. Who vetted these people? If our research is correct, it suggests that three of them have criminal records, ranging from assault, disorderly conduct, and making false statements to public servants. This would make up over 40% of our city council. Shocking. There is also a recording of one of our council members, Mike Hill, who was trying to be mayor. He said that developers are our friends and our customers. Hang on a minute. I thought we're your customers. You're supposed to service us, not developers. I then heard Hill say how one of the great developers, Ken Hertz, told him that he should mow some of his city lawns. No citizen would be offended by this. Why was a developer telling this to Hill? And why was Hill listening? Why was Hill incredibly irate when no one noticed? Was this an investment to get Hill elected? Sounds like when Jansen mowed lawns and cut up his charge. Do you both think that we can't see through this? So here is the real question. Raise your hand if you've been monetarily involved in any way with Skip Jansen or any other developer on anything.
Time's up.
Time's up.
It is time's up. You're right. It's time's up.
Thank you. We have a Luke somebody, if he would like to come up, and you have 3 minutes to speak. If not, there's somebody that says they are a professor, you have to come up and state your name. And you are not speaking again.
Guess what? I'm not speaking again. I have a video recording because you shut down Zoom.
But you have finished your public comment.
I'm not speaking. It's the professor. The professor wants to speak, and he recorded his message.
No, you cannot do that. That is not according to our rules.
But why? Because you shut down Zoom, so he can't Zoom. He gave a message.
You're welcome to send it in as an email.
All right, well, guess what? We'll put it out to the world then, and they can see what he wanted to say tonight. No problem.
Thank you. Okay, is there anyone else in the audience that would like to speak at the public comment? You have 3 minutes to speak. Someone who has not yet spoken. Okay, that ends the public comment. Mr. Crawford, we'll go on to the written communications, please.
Yeah, we have an email dated November 16, 2023 from Jay Tabor regarding a delinquent list. Email dated November 22nd, 2023 from Samuel Crawford regarding a recent article regarding AI bots at council meetings. And a new email dated November 27, 2023 from Shelly Moore regarding Greenfield's Outdoor Fitness Ninja Grant for Washington Blaine Birch Bay Park and Recreation District number 2.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to the consent agenda, the following items will be enacted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired on an item, that item may be removed from the consent agenda and placed on the regular agenda at the request of a council member. Approval of bills, $1,126,544.93. Approval of November 13th, 2023, City Council minutes. Interlocal jail facility use agreement for correctional services between Whatcom County and the City of Blaine. Interlocal agreement with the Port of Bellingham. Contract with Gordon Thomas Honeywell Government Relations for 2024. Waiving the second reading and approving Ordinance 23-3009, an ordinance amending Chapter 2.86 of the Blaine Municipal Code to update provisions related to the municipal court judge in response to changes in state law.
I move that we approve the consent agenda.
Second. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Motion or the consent agenda is passed 7-0. We're moving on to council action items. Number one, Resolution 1938-23. Adopting the 2024 City of Blaine Legislative Agenda. Mr. Harmon, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Nothing additional to add to this. The four items are exactly as proposed by our lobbyist, Holly, and we would recommend approval.
I move that we approve the resolution.
Second.
Is there any further discussion about this item? Nope, okay. Staff recommends City Council move to authorize the City Manager to enter into a contract with Gordon Thomas Honeywell Governmental Relations for the term of January 2024 to December 2024. All those in favor?
Aye.
Are there any opposed? The contract is approved 7-0. Going on to action item 2, appointment of hearing examiner pro tem and approval of contract with Ulbricks and Associates, PLLC. Mr. Wenger, please.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Staff is recommending an approval of contract. We are in need of a hearing examiner. Phone out here. Yes, as I was saying, we are in need of hearing examiner services with the recent recusal of our current hearing examiner. So we are recommending approval of this contract with Phil Ulbricks. Ulbricks and Associates, PLLC, provides professional hearing examiner services across the state with serving over 25 municipalities. He's got an excellent track record, and staff is recommending approval of his services so we can move forward with cases that require review by the hearing examiner.
I move that we approve the appointment.
Is there a second?
I did have a quick question, well, two questions. It sounds like he's pretty qualified, but how did we pick him over any other number of people who are qualified? And what's, I didn't see a dollar cap amount here, and is there a dollar cap amount on here? I might be missing it, so.
Yes, Mr. Wenger.
We selected Mr. Ulbricks and Associates based off our legal counsel recommendation.
Okay.
And based off their reputation as an excellent service provider. Great. And the dollar cap is per our 2023 and 2024 budget. So we have a budgeted item for hearing examiner services.
Okay. Super. Thank you.
Any other further questions on this? Recommendation is to appoint Albrechts and Associates, PLLC, as a City of Blaine Pro Tem hearing examiner and approval of the attached contract. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? The contract is approved 7-0. Moving on, Council action item number 3 is restoration of the plover. Mr. Gandy, please.
Madam Mayor. So during the annual inspection of the plover, it was determined by the Coast Guard that there are numerous deficiencies that has to be corrected before it could sail again. So we prepared a bid package as per in association with consultation with Coast Guards and closed it on November 10th, 2023. We only received one bid package for the work that needs to be done was from Drayton Harbor Maritime. And the bid came into $80,052.86, and that inclusive of taxes. There's already a line item in the CIP for next year. That's for $75,000. So staff recommends to get into the contract with Maritime Harbor to get the plover back into the sailing season next year.
I have a question. How wide of a net was thrown to for bids? Like, how, in what way were other bids sought?
We actually advertised it, and it was on the website also.
So a potential contractor for that boat would have to have visited our website to know we were looking for?
I'll take that. Madam Mayor, if I may.
Yes, please.
So I asked Assistant Public Works Director McSpadden to reach out to every shipwright in the county area and make them aware of the project, find out if they're interested, talk to them about a project, and we sent them a copy of the bid. We tried to solicit and cast as wide a net as we could reasonably cast with transportation issues in mind, right? We didn't go down to Oregon or California.
Sure, sure.
We certainly looked in this maritime area. I might add one more thing. We also had a pre-bid meeting at the plover on November 14th for anybody that was interested in bid, and nobody showed up. We just had the one contractor show up.
And for the date that the work must be completed?
Sure.
May 15th.
2024.
And that should be, it'll be a complete boat. We'll be ready to go for a few years.
Yeah, that's what it is planned for.
Might as well get it right. I mean, is it?
Mr. Harmon.
Madam Mayor. So what will be done by 15 May is all of the required repairs mandated by the Coast Guard. We own an old wooden boat, and Break Out Another 1,000 is the acronym for boat, right? And so it will be repaired to the Coast Guard specifications by May 15. Could something else go wrong? Absolutely. Could we have engine troubles or whatever the case? Absolutely. But the Coast Guard repairs will be complete by 15 May.
And last question, the repairs are being made on the Sturgill's property or at the Public Works Yard?
Madam Mayor.
Go ahead, please.
Mr. Sturgill's property. Thank
you. Is the contract agreement or whatever in writing as it stipulates, other than just the deadline, does it stipulate other, you know, things about if it goes wrong or if there's a delay or you know, are there other details in the agreement that deal with the possible delays?
Mr. Harmon?
I ask for liquidated damages to be billed in the contract, and we have liquidated damages of $200 a day billed into the contract if the repairs go past 15 May.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other further questions? Could I have a motion then for this?
A motion.
Seconder?
A second.
Any further questions? No. Public Works staff respectfully request the City Council accept the proposal and authorize the City Manager to execute the small works contract with Drayton Harbor Maritime for the repairs on the plover. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? This is passed 7-0. Okay, finally, Ordinance 23-3010, an ordinance confirming appointment of Municipal Judge Thomas Liddon for the unexpected term ending December 31st, 2023, and for a four-year term and setting compensation. Mr. Harmon, please.
Thank you, Mayor. So unfortunately, with Judge Bobbing's passing, we need to look at his replacement. Judge Leiden has been acting as the pro tem and has been serving as his acting replacement since his passing. I had a chance to sit down and interview Judge Leiden, and I had really good conversation with him. I liked where he was at judicially. I liked his approach to both defense and the prosecution of the folks who commit various crimes in Blaine, and I think he'd be an excellent fit. I've also heard good things about him through reference checks with the mayors of Everson and Sumas, who also use his service. And so I recommend him to you for consideration to be our judge, to fulfill Judge Bobbing's term, and to fulfill the new four-year term for the remainder of the contract.
Are there any questions for Mr. Harmon on this?
How many hours a week is he going to be working with us?
Madam Mayor.
Go ahead, please.
It depends on caseload.
Okay.
Typically, call it a day. A day to a day and a half, depending on caseload. He's got some work Tuesday mornings, and then he holds two sessions of court Wednesday morning and afternoon. Most of the time, the afternoon court session doesn't get held. There just aren't enough cases, but he's still contractually required to hold it, even, if the cases are there.
Okay, great. Thank you. Yep.
And then five of those a month.
Do I understand you spoke with John Perry in Everson?
I missed the...
Did you speak with John Perry of Everson?
That's correct.
Oh, okay. And John Perry just gave a generalized thumb up, or did he give any other detail? Or no? Okay.
No.
Thank you.
Any further questions from the council for Mr. Harmon? Okay. Would someone like to make a motion on this?
Make a motion to pass.
Seconder? Before the staff recommends the City Council waive the second reading and approve Ordinance 23-3010, an ordinance confirming appointment of a municipal judge, Thomas Lydon, for the unexpired term ending December 31st, 2023, and for a four-year term and sitting compensation. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? The ordinance is passed 7-0. Hey, going on to commission, committee, and board reports. Are there any reports from anybody?
Yeah, I have a brief report. Mobility and Trade Corridor Committee has been discussing a lot that they're going to be renovating the truck border on the Canadian side significantly. Instead of having it where it curves, they're going to try and have it just all go on one big angle so that all of the people in line are all parallel to each other without that curve, and that's going to be significantly impede border traffic and cause a lot more of those times when the entirety of the state route is just filled with cars waiting for their turn. So thought you might want to anticipate that.
When's it starting?
It's off another year and a half at least.
Okay.
Starts.
Any other committee or board reports? Okay.
They were concerned about the merger of the Public Works Advisory Committee with the Park Cemetery Board, and the Park Cemetery Board wanted to review things and provide exactly what that looked like, but didn't seem adverse to the idea. Public Works Advisory Committee,
right. Department reports. Mr. Harmon.
Thank you, Mayor. I would follow up. I've had conversations with the chair of the Park and Rec Advisory Board, and their revisions are fairly de minimis, and so I think we'll have an ordinance before you in the next council meeting or two to consider. And then lastly, on a positive note, I don't believe I'm breaking any confidence in sharing this. We have been in conversations with Family Care Network on a building permit for a clinic in Blaine. And so while we don't have a permit issued yet, it is in the works, and that's very exciting for our community. So it's good news for us.
Thank you, Mr. Harmon, yeah. Too bad Mr. Olison's not here to hear the news.
I shared it in person with
Mr.
Olison at the senior.
Thank you.
Wise move.
He will appreciate that. Okay, that's all the department reports. We have some calendars, and is there any council unfinished business? Any council new business? And the meeting is adjourned at 6:28.